This is Lightning ESL. Just imagine knowing you have a class full of 75 students. Just imagine, how will you react? What will they do? How will they react to you? How will you react to them? Let's see, how do we start off? Well, sometimes the teacher will go into the classroom long before the class starts. And in a college environment, you might have many students your same age as you. That's 18 years old and up. You never know. So just imagine this scenario. So in this particular case, the teacher walked into the room. This was a lecture-style room. In other words, it goes straight up. The class holds almost 200 students. This particular class only had 100. Just imagine. So it's such a slope. The actual teacher's desk is way down on the bottom. So the instructor said to himself, I think I'll go up there and sit amongst the students. They haven't seen him. They have no idea what the teacher looks like. Is the teacher like them? Is he 50 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old? Who knows? Let's find out. So the instructor went up to the third row, which is way up high. It's actually about 15, 20 rows above. Yeah. As I said, the lecture room holds 100 people. So there's the teacher sitting there, reading the newspaper. In walks the first student, the second student, the third student, looking around. Which one of you is the teacher? Which one? Is he the teacher? Is she the teacher? Who knows, right? All these students wondering, which one of you sitting there is the real teacher? Will the real teacher please stand up? So, let's follow along. We have all ages, all backgrounds, all international students, all domestic students, a total mix of students. Almost 100 students are sitting there, wondering, where is the instructor? Where is the teacher? Where is the professor? Now it's 5 minutes after the hour of 9:05. Class started at 9 o'clock. And you can probably hear some rumbling going on. Some of the students are wondering, well, where's the teacher? What's going on? I paid all this money. What's going on? I don't understand. Where is the teacher? The instructor looks around and says, you know what? Maybe it's time to stand up. The teacher stands up. Everybody turns their head back. So that's the instructor. Ah. The instructor heads down from the 20th row to the 15th row to the 12th row to the 10th row, the 7th, and all the way down to the desk. He walks along towards the desk. And in the back, you can hear one student say, hope you're not like everybody else. The teacher looks back at the student and says, what do you mean? The student has said these words, says, well, I've already failed this class once. Let's try again, see how you are. The teacher looks back at the student and says, how I am? Why did you fail the first time? You're back in this class now? The student looks back at the teacher and says, the student looks angry and says very sharply, well, hope you're not like the other ones. The teacher looks back at the student and says, I am not like everybody else. I am totally different. I teach you differently. Very, very special. And hopefully, you will change your attitude and learn better. So you will pass this time. All of a sudden, you can hear a pin drop. Everybody's very quiet. The student involved closes her mouth. The teacher starts the lesson. This particular lesson was called Introduction to Psychology. Introduction to Psychology, you might add. Yeah. How we basically think. How our memory works. How we learn things. It goes on like this for the first half hour of the class. Half an hour to 45 minutes. Now it's break time. So imagine the relief. All these heads looking at this one instructor. You're talking like 100 students. 100 students. Now, in a large environment like this, which is a lecture room is like the old Roman Colosseum, goes straight up. This room, like I mentioned earlier, holds 200 people. There was only 100 in the room, but still, That's a lot of people to handle, control, and bullied. It really is. So, 45 minutes have gone by. It's break time. Giving the students 15-minute break. That's it. They all run to the McDonald's, or run to Tim Hortons, whatever is available for the students. 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, they all run back to their seats. Let us continue on. At the end of that class, the original student who said, well, we're not like everybody else, came up to the instructor and said, you're right. You are different than everybody else. I've never been an instructor like you. Imagine that. The teacher said back to the student, well, I told you I was different. Everybody in this room is different. Everybody is special in this room. And hopefully, with your attitude being changed now, we'll have a fabulous semester along. Just imagine that scenario. Yes, I was that teacher. Just imagine. Till next time, thank you again. Stories. Bye-bye from ESL.